The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast. I'm your host, Raider Greg, and the season is finally over. We're going to hit on that. We'll definitely hit on the beatdown of the Broncos, which I loved every minute of it. A lot of fans went there. Surprising to see how many Bronco fans were in the crowd, but they all left in a puff of smoke because they got burned up. I love it. That and more here on show 632. All right, Raider Nation, on today's show, we will have a post-game for the Broncos. They came to town, they left town, and they were beat down. I love it. I just love it. Sean Payton in dismay, and of course, everything's going to be all right. I don't know. I know that they're going to be a tougher and better team next season, but this game was not his game. And Jared Stidham got a cold shoulder at home. We'll hit on that for sure. And the coaching search. Oh my gosh. It is ugly and painful. And, you know, just root canal brings to mind. We have to wait and listen to all the nonsense. We're going to hit on a little bit of our past coach, because that happened this year. McDaniel's firing, greatest time I've had in the history of the Raiders. Of all the coaches come and gone, that was a relief, unbelievable relief. Hit on that, and of course the coaching search, and we'll do the bone line, should wrap it up for this show. Last chance for the Broncos. Let's ride. Fell off your horse, bro. Please, please, please. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. 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 Denver Broncos come to Allegiant Stadium looking for their ninth victory and found none. Sean Payton frustrated on the sidelines. Jared Stidham doing what he did. Inconsistent, thank goodness. Our defense kept him down. And our offense played the best they played all season in the 27-14 victory over the Broncos. Defense came to play. Broncos got no points in the first half. Raiders scored a touchdown. Second half, Raiders scored another touchdown and a field goal, making it 17-7. Third quarter, neither team scored, but the fourth quarter, Raiders came up big again with 10 points. And I got to say this, Denver's total yards are 286, and the Las Vegas, 359. And the time of possession was pretty close. O'Connell, surprisingly enough, played his best football game, 20 for 31, 244 yards, and two touchdowns. He looked poised. He looked in control. He didn't really stress. I mean, he had a couple of fiddle fumbles, didn't fumble, but came close. We even had a Garoppolo sighting. Oh, my gosh. 0 for 1 passes. That Garoppolo sighting said everything I needed to see about Garoppolo and his future here, although I didn't have any doubt about it in the first place. He stinks. He stunk then. He stunk when he came in for just a series. And, forget Garoppolo. He's a terrible quarterback. Worse than I ever thought. Zamir White, 20 attempts, 112 yards. 25 yards is longest. This guy was pounding the rock because the offensive line had Colton Miller, made a huge difference, and we were just being able to run the ball down the Broncos' throat. O'Connell even ran the ball 2 yards. Well, you know, there's our running quarterback for you. Myers, one attempt, 5 yards. So the receivers did great. Jay Myers, 3 catches, 61 yards and a touchdown. Adams, 5 catches, 46 yards and a touchdown. Even Hooper got into it. 4 catches, 39 yards, and no touchdown. But Zamir White caught the ball. 1 for 9 yards. We had everybody playing in the offense, and the defense was doing what the defense does. Pressure, pressure, sack, sack. Our defensive backs did okay. I mean, not the best, but they played pretty strong. We didn't have our best game, but it was the best game for me because we beat the Broncos at home. A lot of Bronco fans in the crowd. A lot of, you know, that puke orange color everywhere. But they were silent. You could hear them occasionally, you know, roar here and there. But for the most part, drowned out by the Raider fan that was in the house. There were lots A Raider fans there, certainly proud of that. Proud of that last game. And, you know, AP, his last game, he was pretty stout. I got to tell you, when you go out to the crowd and you get them all worked up at the end of the game, you get all the AP love for sure. Antonio Pierce, he kind of brings out the best in his players. Isn't that what you want from a coach? Now, I know I'd like to have Harbaugh because of his winning and his strategy, and he's been a head coach before, but I don't see him coming here. I really don't. I'll talk about that a little later. But Pierce came out. He had a great locker room speech. The players love him, and that was really obvious throughout the game. He had the players ready to play, and they played their heart out for him, which is more than I can say from the last guy who held the position before him. Great win, Raiders. Great win by our team. Great last win by all these coaches and players that will never be together again. Things are already changing. It's crazy how the end of the season, especially when you don't have a winning team, how things start to change so fast. It'll change really fast. Now, great job, Antonio Pierce and the Raiders, for ending the season on such a positive note, especially from the darkness we came from at the beginning of the season, where we all had absolutely zero hope. Brother, what a difference it makes to have a coach that wins the confidence of the players and the fans. And that is all I have to say. Well, no, because victory formation again. Last play the Broncos played was an interception for the Raiders. We victory formation out of this game. How embarrassing it was for the Broncos and their fans that were leaving early. Yep. Spend your money in Vegas and then go home. I love it. Okay, well, here we go with the 2024 search for a head coach. I don't get it, and I'm going to tell you why. You know, last year, with all the coaching search mumbo-jumbo, we moved away from our special teams coach who'd been coaching for years and years. Okay, so Passaccia is gone. Derek Carr was removed last season in lieu of Jimmy Garoppolo, which was a disaster. We lost players. We lost games ridiculously with the fumbling, bumbling, mumbling Josh McDaniels. No one, and I mean no one, but let me just tell you who. Nick Lombardi's dad, who is a media guy, kept bringing up how great McDaniels is. It's not his fault because his son was the offensive coordinator. Go figure. He was fired along with his mentor, McDougal's, which was the best thing that has happened to the Raiders in years and years. McDaniels destroyed this team like he destroyed the Broncos, and the fan base had enough, letting Mark know on several levels that this is not okay. But all the time, the lies flew out of Las Vegas media. All the little minions that like to be close to the top said exactly what the Raiders wanted them to say, trying to buy into the nonsense that McDaniels is a decent coach. And the Raider Nation saw right through that baloney. Trust me. There was no way McDaniels was a decent coach. There was no way that he was a leader of men. And now he's in New England trying to get the head coaching job there because Belichick was released today. So let's just go over that to begin with. Mark Davis was working the whole scene trying to get McDaniels to Las Vegas. Behind the scenes, before we knew it, we had coaches we wanted, but none of them came to be because we ended up with this clown. And that was a Mark Davis, Tom Brady selection. Sounds like some type of horror movie. And it was for the Raider Nation. I just wish and hope Mark stays far away from these advisors because they suck. Now, Mark has to pay these two idiots for quite some time. And that's on him. It's his money, and I'm glad he has to pay some way because the fan base sure did for the entire time that these clowns were here. That GM was also a piece of work. What a waste of time and money for the clueless failed actor, not general manager, which is what teams actually need to be successful. So the coaching ranks have been swollen by coaches that have been released just lately, today. Actually, Pete Carroll, available to coach. Bill Belichick is available to coach. Mike Vrabel is available to coach, along with a myriad of other names. Eric Bieniemy. I mean, the list will just continue to go on. There's a bunch of guys that are looking for the head coaching position. But to me, I mean, this is my opinion only. I don't know what Mark's going to do because we were all floored with his choice the last time. And I pray that that doesn't happen this time. Antonio Pierce is worthy. I would give him a season or two, see if he picks up a decent offensive coordinator, makes it work. Maybe we can draft a quarterback, get a good GM to help him. I'm okay with that.
Never before have we seen so many big names on the coaching market. Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll, maybe Jim Harbaugh, Mike Vrabel, on and on and on. Now, we know what Raiders owner Mark Davis should do, which is hire Antonio Pierce full-time. But now, Keyshawn, what do you think Mark Davis will do?
I honestly think that he's going to hire Antonio Pierce. I understand the sexiness of Jim Harbaugh and the connection to Michigan and Tom Brady. I get all of that.
Yeah. Being a minority owner.
Owner, mm-hmm. and the fact that he was once upon a time a quarterback coach for the Raiders under Bill Callahan. I get that. But the guy's in the building. Mm-hmm. He's already there. You already know what Antonio Pierce is. And the fact that you already know what he is, you don't necessarily know Jim Harbaugh. And what I mean by that is he's not coaching your current players right now. But AP is coaching your current players. And Max Crosby, along with Devontae Adams, have already stood on the table saying, we want him to be the head coach.
And they say he's one of us.
He's one of us.
I was in that locker room.
You were.
They say he's one of us. The whole building taking accountability. The whole building understand how important their functions are to the function of the whole process. All of that stuff, man. You have something now. You don't tear that down. You got a guy that your best players want to play for. You don't tear that down.
I'm okay with Pierce. We know who he is. We know how he is. And we know what he does. The results speak for themselves. And in the last show, someone said it. I didn't really harp on it, but John Madden was a linebacker coach before he became head coach. And that turned out pretty good. So I don't have anything against Pierce being the number one, especially since we have seen buffoonery, but this last year and a half has been painful. And I don't understand how we don't have a solid idea of who our next coach is going to be. It's like some super secret. And I don't know why we just don't keep who we have and develop around Antonio Pierce. I don't get it. I know the fans want it. I mean, what could we do wrong? You know what you could do wrong, Mark, is you could spend a whole bunch of money on someone like this knucklehead we had last time that doesn't get the buy-in from the players, doesn't pick draft picks. He stunk big time. So there's going to be more coaches, I think, that are going to be available. So there's a lot of openings. The Titans are open. The Patriots are open, which is a graveyard. I wouldn't go there. The Chargers seem to be the number one team for Jim Harbaugh. So if that happens, we'll have Harbaugh, we'll have Andy Reid, and we'll have Sean Payton as coaches in our division. You know what? That's a tough, tough road for any team in the division to go through.
The only thing that I say give me pause is honestly the Jim Harbaugh situation.
Yeah.
That's why, the
only
Michael?
One where I said,
the Jim Harbaugh situation.
But why?
Let me tell you why. Because Jim Harbaugh gives you what I think Antonio also gives you. He gives you an ability to communicate with today's players. But Jim Harbaugh also, he gives you the discipline that I think Antonio gives. But he gives you an opportunity also to help build and grow a quarterback over in that situation. He's coming in as a champion right now so people can turn and look. The only thing you got to be careful with is these players want things to be done the Raiders way. That's what they said in the locker room. This is the decision I wouldn't want because I got to listen to what my players say. And if I'm listening, if I'm him, I have to take Antonio Pierce. But I must say, I will look hard at Jim Harbaugh.
Mm.
I think, you know, maybe we should just take a rest from the big names and stay with our guy and see how he does, see how he plays against these monsters. We need a solid GM. We need a GM that thinks he could come in here and be the whiz kid and knows talent, knows how to manage numbers, knows how to manage contracts. We don't need an actor as a general manager. That turned out, well, just like it should, buffoonery at its highest point. We need a solid GM. But Mark's interviewing a woman from the Broncos for a management position on the Raiders. I don't understand why that has to happen now. I don't understand what that's about when we have so much more to do. And I don't know her, you know, her qualification might be fine. I mean, but is it now the time to interview someone in the management staff? Or is it time to focus on the most important position on the team? General manager, coach. Those are two massive hires that you really have to put time and money into and much thought and consideration. And Mark is interviewing a woman from the Broncos for a management position. That, you know, that tells me everything about Mark Davis. I mean, I ranted about it before when this idiot McDougal's was here, that Mark needs to sell the team to someone who gets it, someone who can build the team, someone who understands the process of success. And no, we still sit here with an owner that's occupied his time with hiring someone from another team in a management structure that, last time I looked, we have plenty of managers. We have the president of football operations, which is a woman, which, you know, no big deal. I'm not saying anything either way, but, you know, you don't have to make any more inroads, Mark. You can wait and hire someone in the management position after you've focused on the most important positions on the team, bro. That gives me great fear and trepidation for our future. Meantime, you know, Patrick Graham's getting interviews for positions, and Antonio Pierce is getting interviews for the Giants defensive coordinator position. You don't think they're going to hire him? You better believe they're going to offer him a job. While Mark interviews a woman in a middle management position that really can wait till later, this is just the beginning of frustration. I don't want to shine a dark light, but there's no other way to look at it because our owner is inept in this position of hiring the most, you know, important jobs in our team. Mark is just not the guy.
Okay, allow me to repeat again. I know Antonio, I know both of you do too, but I know him, I love him, I believe in him, because he's a legit human being. I start with that. He has high character, high football character. I got nothing but great to say about what he pulled off this year. But to Michael's point, you do have Tom Brady involved. And I'm not convinced Jim Harbaugh is going to want to leave Michigan. I still have a gut feeling he may want to try to create a Saban-esque sort of dynasty there, especially now that Nick's no longer at Alabama. But you're convinced he wants to escape back to pro football because he didn't win. That's his brother beat him in the Super Bowl. Okay, so if I accept that and he is available and Tom Brady is quietly lobbying to Mark Davis and has Mark's ear about how great Jim was at San Francisco when he led them to obviously three straight NFC championship games and one Super Bowl that came down to one Colin Kaepernick throw to Michael Crabtree that was pass interference and should have been called. That's how close that game was in the bitter end for Jim Harbaugh versus John. But given that, it's a tough call because there's still with Antonio some X factor because he just hasn't done it before. And there's some X factor about, well, did he come in at the perfect place at the perfect time? Because this team despised Josh McDaniels, and it was jubilant, like the witch is dead, that Josh was gone, and all of a sudden they can put their arms around Antonio and vice versa, and he's one of us and watch us play. Will that carry into next year and into the next year? I hope so. I believe it will. But, man, if you got Jim Harbaugh sitting there, that is a tricky and tough call, to the point that if they did go Jim Harbaugh, here's the next question. Would Antonio get another job, as in head coaching job? Would, I don't know, Carolina or somebody hire Antonio? He would get some big looks on this job market, as crowded as it is. But to me, I'm still in Antonio's corner. I just think it's going to become a very difficult call for Mark Davis. It's not cut and dry.
Right, no, right. It's never.
Right, and that's why he brought Tom Brady in. And that's why they give them these opportunities and bringing Tom Brady in. But even in this, Tom knows more than anybody, and that's what I have always loved about Tom. He knows the importance of having that right locker room and having players in the right mindset. So absolutely, Tom will look over the situation. He knows what Antonio Pierce brings. He knows what he brings. So that's why you got to lean on it both ways. Yeah. I want to hear what he has to say. Would you say let's stick with Antonio Pierce, or would you suggest that you go with Jim Harbaugh? But I'm with you, Skip. I'm riding out Antonio Pierce. I cannot, if I'm Mark Davis, make that decision again to go away from what my players have asked me to do. I tried this. I also got to look at what it's going to take to get me Jim Harbaugh and then say, I've already poured so much money into that direction, and none of it has worked. Those last two guys, Gruden and McDaniels, they're both offensive-minded coaches in the same vein as the Jim Harbaugh, and it has yielded me zero. Zero. Oh, and this defensive dude came in and did what I'm still paying all of them all that money to get done. He got it done, and I'm not paying him anywhere near that money. It'll be hard for me to come off Antonio Pierce.
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult to come off Antonio Pierce. And I said this at the top of the segment. The players in that locker room were speaking to you.
The key ones, the big ones.
Tom Brady is the great Tom Brady at quarterback position, and he's an investor in the team, and I get all of that. But he ain't in that locker room. And them players are telling you, he's one of us.
Yeah.
Okay, now you say, Skip, well, there's a little bit of reservation because could he do it long term? He hadn't really done it. Well, Sean McVay didn't do it till he done it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the reality.
You said that about everybody.
Exactly. Right. So when you start to look at coaches, you go, well, can he really? Andy Reid didn't do it till he done it. and yes, developing quarterbacks, that's why you hire a quarterback coach. Think about what his brother, John Harbaugh, did in Baltimore. He decided, I need to evolve our passing game, so I'm going to reach down to college and get Todd Monken and bring him in so our $300 million quarterback can win the MVP with his legs and his arm, because that's the only way we're going to get the number one seed and go to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So you don't have to have an offensive-minded coach.
No.
You just have to have a coach of men. Okay, that speaks to them, and they respect you and respond, and you're not being worn down, but they teaching you and they believe in you. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
And that's what Antonio brings to the table.
Anyway, we just have to close our eyes and hope and pray and open them when the announcement comes, and hopefully it's not a turkey, because as far as I can see, Mark finds the turkey in the room, and so far hasn't done a very good job of finding a general manager or a coach. I just hope he finds advice from someone besides the knuckleheads he's listened to in the past. And that is all I have to say about that. All right, it's time for the Bone Line. 7755-RAIDERS. 7755-RAIDER, that's the number. Get on it. We got a lot of callers, so let's get to it right away. And our first caller is Raider Chris from Scranton, PA. What you got for us, brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation, Raider Chris Grant in PA, and it's bittersweet. I always hate making these last game calls because I know that's it for us. But nothing negative on this one. We know what's up. It's time to go in the off season and get ready for one hell of a season next year, because I really feel like we're turning the corner. We keep that man AP because you see what he's done to this team. Like players like Spillane and Jack Jones. The team's just playing for him, and it's nice to see. You still draft a quarterback, even though I'm very proud of how far AOC has come. Like, the kid's just getting smarter and smarter. He didn't have a perfect game. He never has. But you draft a quarterback, and you let him battle it out, and if he wins it, then it's his job, and he's earned it. But you let Josh Jacobs go. His heart's not been in it with this team for the last 2 weeks. It wasn't the injury. He just hasn't been wanting to play. Zamir White's one hell of a back, and you go out and get a free agent if you need another one. But, I mean, I'm very proud of this team for the turmoil that we've dealt with all year. And let's hope we don't lose Patrick Graham, because I've heard that the office has allowed the coaches to go and explore other opportunities. So let's hope and pray that we can keep this staff, get a good OC, maybe like a Pep Hamilton or Ken Dorsey, somebody that knows what they're doing, and get ready for another season. And Raider Nation, I love you guys. Raider Greg, Raider Randy, thank you for not giving up on this channel. And I'm going to end it with, I'm out like that back curling dodgeball, and keep AP, keep AP, keep AP. I love you guys. Until next time, stay healthy, stay safe, and go Raiders.
Yeah, these last game of the season calls. Yeah, until something exciting happens. It'll be a little dry through the off season. Just hope we have some good news. Yeah, you know, Patrick Graham interviewing for the Chargers defensive coordinator position, they blocked that. But AP's interview with the Giants, that can't be blocked. He can go and interview with them and perhaps even take the job. So, like I said in my show, Mark sits on his hands. He's had months to figure out where he wants to go. And we sit here as we lose candidates that could make this team go to the next level. But, you know, we're going to start all over. I hate to say it, but it is the way it is. Appreciate all the love, brother. You have a great off season. Have a great summer. And our next caller is Raider CEO Pride.
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. This is Raider CEO Pride out of Nashville, Tennessee. Raider Greg, Raider Randy, want to thank y'all for doing this podcast all year long. Again, it was amazing. Thank y'all for being here for us, wins and losses. And no matter who the coach was, and at the end of the day, no matter who the coach was, we still own those Broncos.
Short but sweet. Appreciate all the props, my good brother. And yes, for 8 straight games, we have owned the Broncos. And I love it. I just do.
I love it.
But man, next year's another season. Can only hope to improve. Let's just hope we keep this one on a roll. And our next caller is Raider Claus in the house, a witness of the beatdown of the Broncos. What's up, brother?
Greetings, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, and greetings to the entire Raider Nation. This is Raider Claus calling in for the last time this season. Just leaving the stadium where the Raiders pulled out another victory against the Denver Broncos. Great game. There were a lot of Bronco fans there, but they were pretty quiet most of the day because they had nothing to cheer for. I think this is going to solidify AP as the next head coach, but who knows what's going to happen in the offseason. Had a blast. carrying the flag out on the field. It was an honor, and it just was a great way to end the season. But I think we ended the season on a good note. We are 4-2 in the division. You know, we just we're moving in the right direction, and I just think we've got to keep it going and not start over with a whole new coaching staff. But I have no control over the team, unfortunately. Want to wish each and every one of the Raider Nation happy holidays and have a safe new year, and we'll be back for the draft. Bye.
Yeah, you got to love it when the orange crushing crush has been crushed. Yes, the Broncos were quiet. There were a couple of peeps, I'm sure, here and there, but very sad departure from Allegiant Stadium. Thank goodness. Our team looked good. It's always great to be there during a victory, especially one like this. And I don't know if Mark's going to pick a coach before Antonio Pierce gets another job. I don't think he's waiting around for Mark. If I had an opportunity to make millions of dollars, solidify my family and my future, I would leave, especially if I didn't get the love from where I came. So, we'll just have to see, man. Mark is like a snail, man. He's like a snail. He moves way slow. And it's like that chair dance where the music goes on and then stops and you got to look for a chair. Mark's the last guy and he always misses the last chair. I can't stand it, but let's hope something happens good. Can only hope because last season, it was nightmarish, faux show. All right, brother, have a good summer as well. We'll probably talk to you guys during the draft or if we get another coach. That'll be a show to come out for sure. Thanks for participating in our bone line, my brother. And our next caller is the Prez. He's in the house. What do you got for us, my good brother?
Raider Nation. Salute to Raider Greg. Salute to Raider Randy. And I hope that Raider Randy is recovering from this small little cold or whatever. Pleasure being in Las Vegas. There was everything and then some. I couldn't ask for much more. And though our season might have been, you know, cut to a short, I'd like to thank Coach AP and the Raiders for putting in effort. I kind of owe AP an apology for my last one. I mean, you know, when I think about it, you know, the guy's trying. You can all do so much. I just guess I kind of like, you know, hoping that, you know, we could have had a better season. But, you know, it is what it is. I hope he does get the job. I have good reason for that because at the end of the day, we want the players happy. And when the players are happy, then we get good results. It's a catch-22, you know. It really is. I was telling my buddy, I said, I think we're really going to find out everything and more after tomorrow's championship game, you know, with, what's his name, man? I can't even think things straight, you know, what's his name? Shit. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. It's been a long day. Been partying, went to the game, went to the wing club, you know, after party after the Raiders. Took pictures, I shook hands, I saw old Raiders from Oakland, near and far, and I am pooped. So, Raiders, we did it. Until next time, yeah. Unfortunately, it's going to be a long 8 months, though, but what can you do? And as for Raider Greg, will we hear more podcasts? Is this it? We'll find out. Okay, Raider Nation, we won. This is Players Calling Out of Vegas. Raiders. Good night.
Oh, you went to the game. I'm sure you had a good time. I mean, there's nothing like a win in Allegiant Stadium, especially against the Broncos. We did pretty good against our AFC West opponents this year, too. And that's because of Antonio Pierce. You know, I think Pierce deserves a chance, too. I think he's rallied this team, not only the team, but the organization from the core up. But Mark Davis is, like I say, he's very slow to make a choice. He's got a lot of other things in the fire. We'll see what happens, man. But I'm glad you were there for victory. I'm glad you had a good time. Sounds like you had a blast. And, well, the show will go on until, you know, it doesn't. So keep checking in, because that notification just might blink when you least expect it, brother. Appreciate you participating, my good brother. And our next caller is the Cheesehead Raider. What's up, Cheesehead?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. This is the Cheesehead Raider calling from Wisconsin. And we end the season on the good note of victory. Even better, it's a victory against an opponent, the Broncos. It's nice to see old Peyton over there. You know, I know I'm probably going to get a lot of slack for this, but he's kind of like Belichick without Drew Brees and done really jack squat. So I'm not too concerned about them. I mean, clearly, I'm not saying that he's a pushover, he's not a slouch, but unless they get a superstar quarterback, I don't think he's really all that great. But anyways, talking about the Raiders, you know, I'm up and down about AOC, played better this week, up and down about Bo, had a better game plan, I believe, this week. Defense still played well. Could see Max really need to have something done with that knee, get some rest. Unfortunately, this is the end of the season. Now, of course, the biggest question, elephant in the room, does AP get the job? Heard that there was a long meeting between him and Mo Davis. Who knows what that means? I'm certainly not going to be heartbroken if they bring him back. Again, I think that he can be a CEO, if you will, bring in, if they bring in a better offensive coordinator, a more experienced one, or someone to maybe give Bo some support. Clearly we need a quarterback coach. Maybe that's a former offensive coordinator or a head coach somewhere else that got fired. Think we can bring back Patrick Nittegram, because it seems like he found one. And I think we just add some pieces here and there. Honestly, depending on if Devontae stays, clearly the rumors were earlier that the Jets were going to do everything they could to get him. Tell you the honest truth, with our first round draft pick, and if they gave us enough, we could get up to number one to get Harrison Jr., I'd say, okay, have him. That's my opinion. But happy with the win, happy with the way at the end things started to pan out, finally got rid of Mick Dougals, clearly wanted to make the playoffs. But I think that this year, this, I hope this doesn't sound like babbling, but I think that we got through some adversity that can really move this team forward to have some good things happen in the next several years. And with that, Raider Nation, Cheesehead Raider, Raiders win, lose, or tie, Raider Nation till I die. Hope everybody had a safe and happy New Year's. Peace.
Yeah, well, it was an interesting season, a doom and gloom one for the first part and all of last year because of Mark's inept hiring practices. And then we had to deal with that knucklehead. And then we got Antonio Pierce, seemed to clear up a lot of blemishes on this face. But then again, you know, here we are again in limbo, and it's a terrible place to be. I hate it. I wish you'd just given Pierce the job and we could have moved on from here. But no, we're standing here with our drawers down, waiting to see what happens. I hate this when we go through this kind of stuff. Last time it was surprise of Josh McDaniels, a horrible surprise. I hope is not repeated again. We have no control over it. And the players and who's going to stay and go is all going to come down to our next staff. So we just got to wait. Patience is a virtue, and I don't have much patience, so I'm not very virtuous. Thanks for the call, brother. And our next caller is the RV. A Raider. Raider Tripp's in the house. What's going on, my good Raider brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, this is Tripps, the RVA Raider, calling Monday after the final game of the season. A W against the Donkeys. That would be 8 straight. 4 years in a row, they have never beat the Las Vegas Raiders. That's really nice. I love beating them Donkeys, so it's great to keep that streak alive. But, of course, a little bit disappointing how the season ended. I guess it's better, the end result is better than what I could have anticipated at the beginning of the season, but nonetheless, that doesn't make it any less disappointing. Knowing the talent that was on the team and what could have been with better coaching staff, it's the same story, it seems like, from year to year. Oh, man, what are you going to do? Oh, gosh. Well, I've been thinking about what you said last week, Greg. It's about all the money being earned and generated through the NFL and just how it is getting out of control. I'm 100% with you. I am totally against all the subscription-based BS. I don't do that. I'm streaming our games through sites like NFLBite.com. You don't pay any money to do that. Watch the games on my phone. And I love to get my gear through places like Etsy, where all the money goes directly to the artists. I'm not giving any money to the league because forget the NFL, man. I'm sick of those jokers. Like you said, man, why can't we get any competent referees when we're spending all this money? I mean, come on now. But it's the same old, maybe things will finally begin to change this year after the debacle that was that Cowboys-Lions game and the impact that obviously had on the season. We'll see what that final impact is. But I want to just wrap the call up, Raider Greg, and Raider Randy, by thanking you sincerely for all the work you put into this podcast. It's really wonderful to be able to contribute and have this little community of listeners. I love listening to the calls from all of you. Being a member of this fan base is the best thing about rooting for this team, Raider Nation. When I see you out there, I'm going to give you daps. I'm going to say what's up. I love y'all. Everybody be good to each other in this 2024 season. And who knows? Maybe things will get better here on out. All right, Raider Nation, everybody have a good year. This is Raider Tripp. I'm out.
Yeah, that's a trip. 4 years. They haven't beat us yet. Even with Sean Payton, they lost twice. I love it. I just love it. But it won't be that way forever. And the season did improve. And, you know, our hopes did come up. And the play improved dramatically after we lost McDougal's. And, you know, to see the waste of money that Mark put into this knucklehead and his good buddy, the actor, blows my mind. And here we are again waiting. Again. When I think maybe Pierce should have just gotten the job right off the bat and moved to start structuring the team the way he wanted it. But no. We have to wait through another boring an unsubstantial press conference with whoever. I don't know. I don't think Harbaugh's coming here. We played better. Nice to beat the hose. Always be happy when that happens. And, yeah, I'm glad you love the community. That's why I do this show, is for the community. The Bone Line, I think, is a great thing for fans to vent and give their honest opinion without a bunch of mumbo-jumbo. I'm not going to disagree with you on a nasty level or tell you don't want to talk about it. Hey, listen, man, we all see the games, and if some people see them different, that's good for all of us. The Bone Line's my favorite thing. It was the best thing that ever happened on this show, for sure. Appreciate the call and the props, brother. And our next caller is Raider Tracy from New Jersey. Great listener, great caller. What's up, young lady?
Hey, Raider Greg. Hey, Raider Randy. And much love to the one and only Raider Nation. This is Tracy from New Jersey. And, hey, we got the win. We swept the Broncos. That's great. And I love it. And now I think This is where the work comes in, choosing a coach, trying to keep the stability of the team level, keeping everything level. I'm going to try not to be emotional in this call because I love this team. You know, I've been a fan of this team since I was a little kid. And it's hard to see them go through, it's hard to see the team go through adversity. But so often, just a couple of years ago, we came off of that debacle with Gruden and going through coaching with Bisaccia, and then the other guy, McDodo, comes in and it just seems like he ruined the team. So now it seems like we have some stability. I've been crying for defense for years, and who knew Patrick Graham had all these tricks up his sleeve? So honestly, I don't know what's going to happen in the next few months. So, you know, are we going to get a quarterback? Is there going to be a total change of coaches from Antonio Pierce, who it sounds like that's what a lot of fans want? But again, I don't know what's going to happen. I do know that I'm excited. I'm very excited about the direction that this team can go in. I think about the opportunities that this team has to make some good things happen. And I absolutely look forward to this podcast to keep me up to date with what's going on. And I look forward to hearing from the other callers. Absolutely. I am upset that we're not going to the playoffs, but that would have been a tall task. That would have been a lot to ask for. So just in closing, I just want to say, you know, I love this team. I love the podcast. Thank you, Raider Greg and Raider Randy, for doing your thing each and every week. I definitely appreciate it. We all appreciate it. So I look forward to hearing and seeing what's going to be happening in the next few weeks to the next few months. In the meantime, everyone stay safe. Take care, Raider Nation. Peace out.
Well, first of all, we've gone through a lot. In the 2 years, we had McDougal's, you know, then the trauma with Gruden and Bisaccia. I mean, it seems like we've just been in a washing machine of sorts for a long time. And now with Antonio Pierce, we just lost our online coach to the Giants. Priscillo went there. So we're losing coaching staff as I speak. So Mark is so slow. I don't know what's going to happen. Thank you for the props. We do our best. I hope we have a better outcome. I was hoping Pierce would just get picked up immediately so he wouldn't have to lose coaches. But, hey, man, he's going to interview with the Giants. He might end up there too. And here we'll be, you know, holding you know what with nothing to show for it. Thank you, Mark Davis. This is my opinion, but this is how we've been going since he's on the team. So appreciate the call and the props always. We're going to be popping up from here and then. So just keep an eye on us. So when something happens, you'll know it. And our next caller, the OG. That's right. Raider Junkie is in the house. RJ. So we got him in here, man. What's happening? You've been a fan forever, bro. What do you got for us?
What's up, Raider Greg, Raider Randy? This is Raider Junkie chiming in real quick on this last game we just had. Finished our season at 8-9 as we saw what happened yesterday. Hey, it is what it is. The season's over. We've seen ups and downs this year, all the drama, actually, this last two years, you know, with everything that's been going on. But we're looking to the future now. I don't even want to talk about the past. I take that rearview mirror and throw it out. I'm looking at the future. What do the Raiders have for the future? Are we sticking with AP or are we going with the rumors with Harbaugh? Oh, that's what I want to kind of touch on, because there's been a lot of speculation of what's going to happen at the end of the year. And I know Mark Davis is going to have a really, really tough decision here. The players are really high on AP. We saw how they played these last games with him. They played hard. They played with pride. And they just played their hearts off for the guy. And I got to commend that guy. He really, really came in and changed it right away. And that being said, also, Mark Davis is very, very high on Jed Harbaugh and always has been. Even Al, his father, Al Davis, was very high on him too. So, and that being said, I know it's going to be a very strange offseason. There's going to be a lot of rumors going around. But Junkie here has kind of an inside source saying to me that Dean Spanos does not like to give full control of the football organization type of making decision. He makes the final decision. That's different than Mark Davis, which would give Harbaugh what he wants, because Harbaugh don't need the money. And you know Harbaugh will bring in his guys. It's going to be a very interesting offseason. I just can't wait, and I can't wait for the John Gruden trial to start. So Raider Greg, in saying that to Raider Nation, I'll see you all next year. God bless you all, and hope we're all back again next year. Take care, Raider Greg, Raider Randy. I'm out.
Yeah, man, it was a good victory. You'd like to see us beat the Broncos. And Mark has taken too long with Pierce because we're losing staff, which to me just means that there's something else on the horizon. I hope it's Harbaugh and nobody else. I think he can do it. I think he can do it with this team and start to improve on who we have and what we're doing. But if it's not, if it's Belichick or another hammerhead that we've seen on other teams, it'll be what it is. And we'll just have to deal with it like we dealt with McDougal's, man. But we'll see. I hope you're right, because Spanos is not only power hungry, but he's cheap. But I don't know how that's going to come down. Let's just hope Harbaugh don't go there, because that would be brutal for us in our division. Thank you, brother. See you next year. Take care of yourself. And you know what I'm talking about. Stay healthy. And our next caller is Ruben from North Carolina. What's happening, my good brother? It's end of season. What do you got for us?
What's up, Raider Greg, Raider Nation? This is Ruben from North Carolina calling in. Well, here we are at the end of the season. Once again, we're missing the playoffs, but we missed the playoffs, but we have a lot of hope this time around, more hope than I think ever before, even since the 2021 season. The big decision coming up for Mark Davis as to who he wants as head coach, whether it be Antonio Pierce or Harbaugh. I personally think that Harbaugh goes to the Chargers, but, you know, anything can happen. And, AP gets re-signed along with Champ Kelly as the GM. That'll make a pretty good duo. Also, I'm seeing that Patrick Graham is being interviewed for the head coaching job with the Chargers. And that one kind of hurts, because I know, especially you, Greg, were really hard on him. But seeing how his defense has turned around to a very, very good defense, a playoff contending type defense, I hate to see him go. If he does decide to go somewhere else for a coordinator job or a head coaching job, I'm pretty sure he would leave for a head coaching job. Who wouldn't want to have that job? That's pretty sure for all coordinators, that's their dream goal, is to become a head coach of an NFL team. But if he leaves, then best of luck to him. If he doesn't, even better. You know, I like what he's doing with this defense, this young defense. They're playing really, really well. As for the offense, well, we all know we need a quarterback and maybe another wide receiver and maybe another offensive lineman, especially at center. Otherwise, you know, I'm pretty excited. More, my feelings for this, the end of the season, is a lot different from years past. I feel like there's hope, and I think we're heading in the right direction, and I hope that Mark Davis gets it right. If not, I tell you what, we all right. But I hope everybody had a good New Year's. Hope everybody got home safely, and a good Christmas and good holidays. And until next season, talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of speculation. The speculation I'm seeing is not only Patrick Graham, but Pierce, and then our Brasillo, our offensive line coach, is gone. He's been hired by the Giants. You know, it's just Mark should have had a plan. You know, he should have had a plan before all this happened. If we don't get Harbaugh, we're going to get a hammerhead because Mark is not good at hiring talent at all. And he takes advice from the wrong people. So we can just guess or wait. You know, I'm just guessing. So let's just wait and see. If Harbaugh comes here, you know, we're going to have some blue skies for a long time and some championships, I'm sure at least one, and a chance to see our team win and dominate in our division for a change. If that doesn't happen, well, we'll get what we get, and then we'll just have to deal with it like the Raider Nation does, and we will, trust me. Appreciate the call and all the calls you've done, brother. You have a nice off season, and just keep an eye on us. We'll be out as soon as the next news comes out about our team. And, you know, I did give Patrick Graham a lot of grief, but his defense improved greatly once Antonio Pierce got a hold of it. Once Pierce became the head coach, then the defense really sprung to life. I think Pierce had more to do with it as far as inspiring the players and not so much Graham. That's my opinion. Appreciate your call, brother. And our next caller again is the Prez. He's got some wisdom, and I kind of like what he's saying because it's kind of what we all need to hear at this point.
Raider Nation, I just had to come back to reprise a post or take they would say. Listen, a lot of speculations. We don't know what's going to happen. We'll just have to wait and see. I'm confident that we would not make the bonehead mistake of bringing murmuring-ass Bill Belichick to the Raider Nations. I mean, you know, the media does this all the time, man. They stir the pot. You know, they know the Raider Nation, and they say something about the Raiders, and we just take it and just run with it like a wildfire, man. And like I said before in my last post, I hope that Coach AP does get the job, because rightfully so. You know, he's a Raider. You know, the vibe and the Raider Nation loves him, and the players love him. I mean, you know, as I said in the last post, that's pretty much kind of what you want, you know, because you get the best out of your men. And, you know, he has to learn. You know, he has to learn. But all these rumors, man, just wait and see what happens and stuff like that, you know. That just how it goes and how it works. And, you know, I know I'm preaching to the choir or whatever, but a lot of Raider Nation folks are starting to lose their minds already, you know, and it's just not worth it. You just sit back and wait and see what happens. You know, I'm pretty sure Davis has learned from the last mistake, at least I hope he has. You don't bring a losing product when you just got rid of a losing product. Bill Belichick's greatest asset was when Pretty Boy was playing on the field. It left and it died after that, even though he thought that he can have the powers to carry the team and the legacy, though, but wrong answer. And bringing that to the Raider Nation, oh, man, you know, I don't even want to think about it. I don't want to hear that, you know, those quick little murmuring answers and stuff like that. I wouldn't be able to deal with it. But that's another story.
let's get ready for the off season and enjoy the Super Bowl and the playoffs and that Harbaugh thing. That's a bunch of bullshit also, too. You know, that dude did that before. He used his leverage, and I don't know. What do I know? Like I said, the only thing I can speculate. So, anyway, basically, don't panic. Don't get caught up into the media. And as Public Enemy say, don't believe the hype. Wait till it's put there in stone. This is the player signing off. Raiders.
Yeah, you know, Bill Belichick would be a real slap in the face because the Patriot way has worked nowhere, including the Patriots, since Tom Brady left. We don't need a grumpy old mumbling guy as our coach. We had a grumpy old mumbly guy, young mumbly guy, the last time we failed. Don't want to see him here. But like I said, too, Antonio Pierce should have been made coach immediately. Then he could have started making some moves. That hasn't happened. We don't know about Mark. I don't know who he's listening to. I certainly don't know who's going to hire. I know who I want. But if it wasn't Pierce, it'd be Harbaugh. If it wasn't Harbaugh, I don't think I'd like anybody on the list. But there's so many coaches looking for a job. We just kind of have to wait and find out whose name he picks out of the hat and wastes money with this time. Because I'm here to tell you, I'm not going to lose any sleep. But I know that Mark should have been doing his homework way before now and made a choice. Because he's losing his staff as we speak. And that's all I got to say. Appreciate the call, brother. And our next caller is Raider Alfonso from Mexico City. You got to love that. A Raider brother in the Southern Hemisphere. What's happening, good brother?
Hey, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. Thank you for the last podcast of the season, and also thank you for the last one. It was a really good approach. It reminds me of the earlier podcast where you were handling a very hot topics like the referees. I really miss that approach, especially the professionalism of the referees. We are not seeing, and with all the bets and all the business of gambling, it really makes you think, the grown things. Regarding the Raiders' last game with the Broncos, it was a very good game by the defense. Offensive, it was not good, like all the Raider Nation have been speaking of. We don't have any idea. Offensive speaking, and also a very good point about who will be our coach and who we are against. Very rough and pretty good coaches on the other side in our division. Anyways, thank you so much. I really liked the last podcast, and thank you. I'm out.
Well, I appreciate that because the referees have always been a problem for us. This year, though, we're the least penalized team in the league. Go figure. Never thought those words would come out of my mouth. But you know what I mean when I talked about the refs before. Don't got a lot of respect for those guys. Unless now they're going to be professionals. That's a good thing. I hope they tighten it up and make these calls a little better than so questionable at times. Because nothing like being a professional. There's a lot of coaches that are out there. We'll see what happens with our Raiders. We'll see who they pick. You know who I want. There's no doubt about it. But I think they're going to pick on Pierce. They'd have picked him already. Because we're losing staff fast. We're losing staff quickly. And that is a huge component of a head coach is his staff, and you want the guys that you do well with. And well, our offense didn't do so well, and I knew we'd get a new offensive coordinator, but he hasn't made Pierce the man, so we don't know what's going to happen. We'll see. It's always an adventure here in Raider Nation, no doubt. Appreciate the call, brother. And our next caller is Jersey Boy Raider. Got some wisdom. Let's hear it, brother.
Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. This is the Jersey Boy Raider. Well, that's officially a wrap, and I got to say, there's nothing better. Nothing better than sweeping the donkeys once again, and in case you're counting at home, that's now 8 in a row. Since we've been in Las Vegas as well, so maybe a little luck there on the dice. But, all right, you look at the end of the season. Was it successful? Hard to tell because it was really a tale of two different stories. You had the regime of course, McDougal, then, of course, AP comes in. I'll get to that in a second. But I love the way we ended the season. 3 out of your last 4 games were wins against your division. And they always say you have to beat your division. But tip my cap to the team, the coaching staff for that. That's really important moving into next year. Because right now it's what we're talking about. Next year. The season's over. Playoffs are starting. Playoffs. We're not in it. Hey, listen, I like that there's cigar smoking, and I love a good cigar and celebrating. But, guys, I hope the next time we smoke a cigar out there, and I'll join them, is when we're actually getting into the playoffs. Not a shot against them. I know they're trying to have fun and enjoy it. Maybe it's because of the star of the new regime. Hey, even brought all the star power in. Wow, all the Raider greats come in the locker room. I've never seen that before. Is that because they're trying to bring AP back and they're trying to, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's it. But I will say this. Let's make sure, Raider Nation, and I like AP. Great guy. True Raider. Hell, I'm a true Raider. You just don't want me quarterback on your team. I just hope that we pick, whether it's AP, Harbaugh, whoever, that equates to what's best for the Raiders. Equates to wins and equates to getting into the postseason. Your ultimate goal really is to win the Super Bowl. So that's what I think we need to think about first and foremost, because I think AP is a great guy and I love the energy and all that. But you know what, guys? It only goes so far if we're not winning. So I hope that we all think about it, look at the options, and make sure that whoever we pick, I don't care how much you like somebody. Al Davis could have a million people tell him they want somebody. He's going to still go with the best guy, right? Let's make sure of that, because we talked about what Rich Bisaccia did. We talked about him not getting a chance. If AP is the guy, I think what we really need to do is make sure we look at all options. And again, I can't say it enough. What is best for the Raiders moving forward? With that being said, guys, hey, that's a wrap. Hopefully next year, like I said, smoking those cigars when we just win, baby.
I understand. I mean, we all do understand, but the team certainly played harder and better underneath him, AP. But I just don't think he's going to be the guy because of what's happening. The staff is being, you know, taken apart, shuffled all over the country. If you're going to give him the job, you'd have given him the job already, allow him to keep his coaches, because that's hugely important. I think he did a great job. I think he did a better job than coaches we've had for many years to rally the team and get him to play well. You know, he just needed an offensive coordinator and maybe a few tweaks here and there. We could have gone to the playoffs next year. Who knows? We'll never know, because I don't think he's the guy, and I don't know if Mark is smart enough to find the guy. We got to wait, have to find out, but whatever the case may be, we'll let you know who it is on this show and what I think about it. There's no doubt about it. Appreciate the call, bro. And our next caller is Raider Jesse James out of Dallas, Texas. Smart guy, a lot of wisdom. What's up, brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, what's up, my Raider Nation? Guys, late. Merry Christmas. Hopefully you all had a good on with your family, and Happy New Year to everybody. This is Raider Jesse James, Dallas, Texas. It's been a while. Wanted to call in, chime in real quick. Hey, Raider Greg, great podcast, man. As always, solid, just awesome, amazing stuff you guys do. Want to give you my perspective, and I want to hear your perspective, man. This whole AP, Jim Harbaugh, and this coaching and all that. Here's my gut thing is, a lot of the nation is going to say, what in the hell? Hell no. I am not sold on AP. I'm not. I don't want to hire. I don't think we should hire somebody based upon a vast of emotions. I think you need to hire people based upon their proven record, right? And he's never been in a DC even then. So jumping from a linebacker's coach all the way to a head coach for me would be kind of productive. It might be a somewhat of a band-aid, right, on the wound, but the wound's not going to heal with the Band-Aid. So for me, I think we need somebody proven. And again, I know all of you guys are going to be like, nah, give the man a chance. And Mark Davis, you can't make the same error and mistake and all that. And I'm like, well, we're here because from the get-go, we didn't hire the right individual. That's it. We did it. So hire the right individual. AP is a great motivator. I think he'll be an amazing DC with what he's done with us. But for me, we need somebody that's proven, that's going to compete. If Jim Harbaugh's coming to the NFL, guys, he's either going to Washington, Vegas, or Los Angeles Chargers. If he comes to the AFC West and it's not us, and who are we going to go green against? Sean Payton, Andy Reid, Jim Harbaugh, and you have AP? You think you're going to attract players, talent, other coaches come in and compete against them? Nah. And then we don't have a quarterback. But if you bring in somebody like Jim Harbaugh, he's a legit quarterback. That man can make you successful overnight. That's my thing. He's proven. That'll be my number one go-to. Raider Greg, hopefully you're doing well. Give me your thoughts, brother.
Well, I like AP. I think if we're going to – if the San Diego Chargers – excuse me, the L.A. Chargers going to get Harbaugh, that might be the smart move just to keep him for a season and see who else comes out, shakes out in the coaching tree. But – it's too late already because we're losing coaches right now. I mean, we lost our all-line coach. Our defensive coordinator's getting calls from other teams. You know, it's you got to make this move quick when you're going to keep someone in-house, and I just don't think Mark's going to do that. So I think Harbaugh would be a great hire for us. It would just give us what we need as far as street credit and the wins. He's a winning coach with a winning record. He knows how to do it. He's done it at all levels. And, man, if you can take someone like Kaepernick to the Super Bowl and almost win, this is the kind of coach we need here in Las Vegas. But who knows? Mark listens to the wrong guy. So your guess is as good as mine, bro. I can just hope for the best. Thanks for the call, man. And last but never least is Matty Raider from Albany, New York. I like his take. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. It's Matty Raider, Albany, New York. Just calling in after the season. Hopefully, we'll have a show as we put one on. But, yeah, so now the coaching search and all this stuff begins. We're on the eve of Super Wild Card Weekend. I still feel like we could have snuck into that seventh spot. We were better than the teams battling for that, I thought, but we got Pierce too late. So anyways, with that being said, so I've been thinking about the coaching, head coaching position, I should say, and I feel like that position is just leadership, accountability, communication, motivation, things of that nature. You also have to have good coordinators to back that up. There's no other team that's kind of embodies that for me than the Pittsburgh Steelers with Mike Tomlin. By no means like the Steelers, but I just like the way that they run the organization. They have an identity. If you look at their draft, they're always drafting defense. They're always drafting top flight linebackers and defensive line. But just the way like Tomlin is, I mean, he's a defensive guy. He goes back him to Gruden and whatever too. But he just communicates with his players. He's a leader and, you know, obviously he's got their back and vice versa. So I kind of think AP fits into that mold. And as I just said, we got to get some good coordinators in. Patrick Graham doesn't go. That's fantastic. Defensive side is all set if we keep AP. Heard he's got an interview with the Chargers, but I don't think they're going to go with another defensive guy. But I don't know, man. I don't know what we're going to do with quarterback. So I guess we'll see how it goes. I'll be interested to see what you guys' take is. But right now I'm leaning towards AP. Tell me what you think. God bless you guys. Happy New Year to everyone out there. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye.
I love Mike Tomlin. I like him for his direct way he talks, and that's very much like how AP talks. Same thing. He's got the ears of his players. He's inspired guys and all that stuff. And coordinators are hugely important, bro. And if Mark Davis didn't make a choice quickly to assign AP our head coaching position, we would lose players or coaches that are valuable, like we lost our offensive line coach, which is the best in the league, I think. Our O-line did really well. And so now he's got to go out and pick another guy, find another guy. Patrick Graham could be gone. I mean, and he could be gone. AP's interviewing with the Giants. Could be over already. Mark is slow as molasses. He's had months to think about it, months to do things about it, and he's still not doing anything. Like I said before, it's like that game where everyone's playing the music and the chairs, and then if you're the last one, the music stops, you don't find a chair, you're out. That's Mark Davis. That's our team. That's our history with him as owner. I don't have much confidence in how he's going to pick or what's going to happen with our coaching staff. I feel another bumble, thumble, mumble coming. I just hope it's not Belichick. I appreciate the call, man, but there's nothing we can do because AP should have been hired immediately if that was going to be the hire, so we could pick his staff and cut guys and bring guys in. But it's too late for that, I think, already. So I appreciate the call, brother, and I'll put out a show. We get some news. You better believe it. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Raider Nation Podcast. So that's going to be it for actually the end of this season. We'll see what happens in the news, what we get, who we get. There's a million coaches looking for a job, and there's a million jobs. I just hope we're not the last owner standing holding our junk while all the other good names disappear to other teams. This seems to be our history. I hope it doesn't happen again. We can only hope, but we'll find out. We'll find out soon enough, or maybe late enough, and then we'll just have to ride it out just like we do, just like the Raider fan has to and have had to for over 20 years. Appreciate everyone who's called in. Appreciate everyone who is listening. Trust me, Randy and I, we love it. We just keep rolling with this show until we get to the Super Bowl. I sure hope it's soon. I'm going to be in a wheelchair soon if this keeps up. Raider Nation, thank you for hanging with us. I am Raider Greg, and I am out.